Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to create a ripple effect to the lives of others. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in, allowing me to create a ripple effect through you and doing what we do every day. It's been amazing. I appreciate you guys. Whether you've been tuning in, you've been binging and sharing with us, it's been fantastic. As always, remember, if you haven't done so already, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Go do that today. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and a discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. So today, guys, I'm going to get pretty direct. I'm going to get in your face because the timing right now is urgent. Many of you guys thinking, okay, what about my financial future, right? Yeah, I get hear this all the time. People are like, well, I'm really concerned about my financial future. What about my financial future? What's going to happen? How am I going to retire? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that, right? The problem with this is forget your freaking financial future. What about the financial present? Because the truth is, you don't know if you're even going to be alive for that future day. You don't know what's going to be happening. And the problem is, we've had financial advisors telling us for years, and I've been taught and trained to tell you this too, when I was a financial advisor, that you are supposed to look forward to that someday, those golden years of retirement that hopefully will be golden enough for you. The problem is that they have no clue what they're doing. It hasn't worked. It is yet to work yet. But what ticks me off is that so many times people will say, oh, well, I got to make sure I have a good financial future. How do I secure a financial future? The best way to secure a financial future, focus on the financial present. What you should be doing is securing a financial present so that you determine a better financial future. It's like anything. If you want to change the trajectory of any course, you don't wait for that destination to arrive. You change the trajectory now. And that's it. And maybe I'm a little bit ticked off because I had somebody recently where they filled out our passive income calculator. If you guys haven't done so, go to moneyripples.com. And there's a passive income calculator you can fill out. Their number, their passive income number they can create in the next 12 months was over $120,000 a year, $120,000 a year. Now, when I met with them, it was actually closer to about $130,000 when we got it all said and done. And then recently they just said, you know what? We got to think about it. Think about what? What other option do you have? That was my response to them. They haven't replied back. And maybe it's because I was a little bit direct in their face, because I'm not a high pressure guy. But when I see somebody who can have amazing results, and I think it's going to be fun, like it's going to be play for us to be able to get somebody some incredible results that could change their lives today, not 20, 30, 40 years, if the market happens to smile on you just the right way. But within the next 12 months, they can see those direct results. And that's based on conservative returns. That's not even based on the best deals that we have available for our clients. By the way, the best deals are not on this podcast, just so you know. Many of the deals that we don't refer our clients to actually end up on this podcast. Sometimes we do, but for the most part, we keep those people private so that we get top priority access to our best deals. And so when they're saying, hey, yeah, 130,000, we got to think about it. We got to make sure that for our process is a $10,000 investment to do that one-on-one process. We got to make sure, we're not sure if we can get the $10,000 return on that. Are you kidding me? What financial advisor do you know that will charge you commissions, whether you make money or not, will you ever say that to? Nobody. By the way, they'd also lost about $100,000 plus in the stock market because they wouldn't get out of the stock market. That's stupid. Completely stupid. Why would you do that? Why would you just let it go down? Oh, maybe it'll be fine. I'll tell you why, because you've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed that somehow doing the mainstream thing is going to work. And it doesn't. I had somebody else just the other day, somebody was talking to me. They said, all right, well, we want to see what else is possible. This is another couple, right? They were about 40 years old. They want to see what was possible. And I said, okay, well, how are you guys doing? They're like, well, we feel we're on pretty good track, but we're open to see new suggestions. And I said, who said you're on track? They said, our financial advisor. Oh, really? Okay. Well, what kind of track are you guys going for? Found out, they said, well, we're on track to get $3 million by the time we're 67. So in 27 years. I said, okay, great. 67 years old. That's 27 years. That's almost three decades out. All right. So $3 million. Now, at this point, they had about almost $200,000 between IRAs and Roth IRAs. And they were contributing almost $20,000 a year into this. So they were almost max funding one of their 401k plans or simple IRA plans that they were doing. Well, I said, well, let me become the financial advisor here. Let me pull up a calculator. Now, I pulled up a calculator based on the numbers I knew, and they were way different than his numbers. He was saying if they keep going, they'll hit about their $3 million goal. Here's the thing, though. I said, why $3 million? What was that number? Oh, well, that's the number he calculated that says if we have $3 million, then we'll be able to live on about $100,000 to $200,000 a year lifestyle. I said, okay. Well, I know that's not possible because even if he went by the 4% rule, now, if he went by the 4% rule, right, the 4% rule, which is an old antiquated false rule, by the way, of that you can live on 4% and never run out of money. So he's saying $3 million, live on 4%. Well, that's going to be $120,000 a year. But there's some problems here. I put in the numbers. I said, well, let's look at it. I said, well, when I'm putting in a 7.5% return on their mutual funds, which is a very generous return after fees and everything else, I'm assuming they're going to do like spider index mostly or something like that, the S&P 500, right? And we looked at that and I was like, okay, we've put that in. Okay, well, if I put in 5% inflation, which by the way, if you go to shadowstats.com, you'll find out that the inflation number, whatever that they report on the consumer price index is usually 7% higher in reality. So if they tell you it's 2% inflation, it's really more like 9% inflation. If they say 7% inflation, like we've heard lately, it's more like 14% inflation, which is probably closer to the truth if you really looked at what prices are really doing. But regardless, I said, you know what, even if it could be 9% or 8% or 9%, I'm going to go low at 5%. Now, when I went low at 5%, it was a very different number. 7.5% return, which I think is very generous for a return in mutual funds. I say that's generous because the stock market, the S&P 500, has only averaged about 8.3% in the last 30 years, right? That's the actual return of the S&P 500 without costs coming out. So 7.5% return, since most mutual funds never hit the S&P 500 returns, 5% inflation, guess how much they had left? They almost hit $3 million, but they didn't quite hit $3 million. But their after inflation adjusted number gave them about $740,000. That means if you pull out 3%, which even the Wall Street Journal came out last fall saying 3% was a better number than the 4% rule, at 3%, that means they were actually living on about $22,000 a year before taxes come out. Let me ask you this. If you became a multimillionaire, do you imagine in your mind that in three decades from now that you would be living on really less than $2,000 a month after being a multimillionaire, that you'd be in poverty? Now, again, that's not $2,000 a month. That's in today's dollars, right? Because of inflation, killing the value of those dollars. But imagine, even if you said, hey, I've got money coming in, I'm going to live on less than poverty level. Do you really want to be at that place? Notice that it's not much more than what they were contributing to their IRAs each year. That's pretty typical. Whatever you contribute to a 401k or an IRA, including a match, by the way, whatever you contribute is about what you can pull out in retirement. So if you want to have $120,000 a year, you better be planning to put in more than $100,000 a year into your retirement plan. That's the reality. Now, I did put in numbers. I said, well, I bet you I can get to that $3 million mark. Let me put it at 8%, you know, at least 8% rate of return in the stock market. And let me just move your inflation down to 2%. This is what I did as a financial advisor. If I want to make people feel better, all I had to do was adjust the numbers in the calculator. If it were only that easy, I just change your financial future by changing the numbers in a stupid calculator. Do you really think that's true? This is where the phrase comes from, that figures don't lie, but liars figure. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Every time a financial advisor puts numbers in a calculator, they are just putting in figures that may not even create any reality. Not to mention, you may not be alive in 27 years. You should focus on your financial present today. What can you control now? That is your reality, not about what happens in the future, but right now. Just so you know, as a follow-up with that couple, I said, there you go. And it actually even shocked the husband who thought they were on a good plan because that's what the financial advisor told them. They were just led to believe that was it. I showed them, I said, listen, guys, we're going to make some adjustments. We can use some of that IRA money. We can go and invest it in different things, even at minimum 10%. 10% is kind of like the baseline minimum we try to go for with investment deals that were offered. I don't raise any money. We don't raise any capital. We just more connect and help strategize. Well, when we looked at some of that stuff, we said, well, if just on a 10% return, a conservative return there, we can actually get that almost $200,000 in IRA money moving. We could also refinance your mortgage. That'll free up about $1,500 a month, not including the extra $1,000 a month that they were putting towards paying down the mortgage, but refinance it to a 30 years and lower that payment significantly, putting them in a healthier position. By the way, the only reason they want to pay off their mortgage is because they want to take that mortgage payment and use that to pay for college. And I said, well, all we have to do is create enough cash flow to pay for college. So, which there was $3,500 a month. Here's what happened. We did some of that. We're talking about refinancing, pulling money as equity out of the house to get it to pay for itself and pay for college. We also turned around and we said, all right, how can we move some of this money? We have a rental property we could probably sell off and get more equity out, create a better return off that. That only made about a $3,000 a year difference. That was a low one. And so on and so forth. By the time all was said and done, the total, the tally was about $90,000 difference in their cash flow after about 12 months. $90,000. Now their calculator number was pretty cool. It was like 43, 44,000. But when I saw $90,000, because there were some other things we could do that we didn't realize we had as options before, $90,000, that's present. Not 23,000 before taxes come out in 27 years, $90,000 within the next 12 months. Can you see a difference here? I know this doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out. In fact, the more common sense you have, the more this makes sense, right? 23,000, 27 years, or 90,000 in the next year. What would you take? By the way, they could take that money plus the money they're already saving, stop trying to put money in all these IRAs because they're only 40. They could actually retire sooner. And I said, hey, we can actually take that money, reinvest it. You'll hit about 106, 107,000 the next year. But the year after that, you'll be over 120,000, which is exactly the number they're trying to hit. So in about 2 years or so, they could hit the same number they were hoping to achieve in 27 years, only to find out they weren't even going to be close. So already within 1 year, they're four times better than what they were on track to do. Does this make sense to you? Like, do you realize how impactful this is in the present? Stop worrying about the financial future. It's about the financial present. What can you do now that will alter the course of your life forever? And not just for you, but for generations beyond you, to create a legacy of wealth, a real legacy of wealth, not just a, you know, give a nice flowery picture of, hey, you could be wealthy because you invest in real estate. No. This can create a real legitimate legacy of wealth because it not just changes your life, but as you start to teach your children to do something different than the rest of America is doing, then you start to see a much bigger picture than what you're getting. Let me just give you an example. This was somebody who has not hired us yet. If they're watching this, I hope they do. So you know who I'm talking to. I know none of you know who this is, but they know who they are. Now, there's other people we've already had. So I just pull up a few examples. I had one person reach out recently. He actually was on this podcast as a guest several months back. He just wanted to give us an update. He's like, hey, I wanted to thank you and Craig. Craig's actually the one that does the coaching of our clients. He says, I want to thank you and Craig for two things. Money Ripples, which got me out of ETFs, like the mutual funds or stocks, the stock ETFs like the S&P 500. He's like, Money Ripples, which got me out of ETFs and my lazy home equity to work and introducing me to one of the deals that we did. I won't say the name. I've gone from a couple hundred bucks a month passive income to about $12,000 per month and only 25% of his investments are starting to pay out so far. He says, my wife and I had dinner with them and we loved it. Even met a dentist that knew you, Chris, and all that kind of stuff. But that's the thing, is he's saying, check it out. I went from a couple hundred month passive income to 12,000 a month. He's only been working for about 6 months. Again, results may vary. I would say he's higher than average. Let me go with somebody who's more average. This comes from one of my clients, another client actually in California. He was talking about how he's going through a spreadsheet. We give you a spreadsheet that kind of tracks your income expenses as well as your balance sheet to see what your net worth is doing. He says, Chris, today as I was working on my cash flow maximizer sheet, I discovered that my net increase since the first time I filled it out in November 2019 is $1 million. His net worth went up $1 million in just a little over 2 years. I went from 1.6 million, it was actually 1.629 million, to 2.63 million. That's with no stock market activity, through a pandemic, and with little knowledge of alternative options. Much of this is increased equity in properties, but my monthly cash flow went from zero per month to over $5,000 per month. Still ways from my goal, but I'm able to see it from here. He said, it's only been 28 months and things are looking so much better than when I first spoke with you. My concerns were that I would be able to retire having just turned 60. He was just turning 60 back in that time. And now I could step out or up anytime. Just wanted to encourage you in what you are doing and to thank you for leading me down a fresher and wiser path. So guys, this is not just theory. That financial advising is theory. You don't see people retiring financially free from it. We're going to start seeing that reality hit more and more. But isn't it incredible how the media hasn't even picked up on this? They should be. Now, of course, the reason why the media doesn't often pick up on it, especially the financial media, is because who are their sponsors? You got guys like Merrill Lynch, Fidelity, and all these big companies, JP Morgan, all these companies are paying them tons, millions, if not billions of dollars in marketing to advertise for them. Of course, I'm not going to say, hey, they dropped the ball. If they're going to come out with anything, they're only going to say, Americans aren't saving enough, right? That's what they'll say. Americans aren't saving enough. Hey, they're coming short of their goal. They need Social Security. That's the reality. But it's not because they haven't been saving enough. They were saving exactly what financial advisors were teaching years ago. I remember coming in, they were saying 10% is all you had to save and you'd be able to retire free. Heck, I remember even showing people $100 a month at 12% for 40 years and you'll have $1 million. Yay! Come on. That's bull. And the fact is, if you're still believing it, wake up. It's not working. It hasn't worked. I know. I've watched it for 20 years. The evidence is all there. And if you're not so sure, go check out your friends. Go ask them if they really feel financially free, despite the number. Now, they might emotionally feel okay because their financial advisor assured them they're going to be fine. But when you start to really look at those numbers, say, live on 3% of that money, how will you do? They're going to have a hard time. The only person I saw that said, hey, I'm actually feeling pretty good. He had a pension coming in from two different companies. Two pensions coming in from military and from a company. And that's why he'd even need the money in the stock market. Guys, we are not in the world of pensions anymore. We're in a world where you need to create your own financial independence. You need to create your dream life now. Create your financial present today, not worrying about a financial future. Because if you go always worry for the future, but you don't change, you don't course correct today, you're going to end up way off course from where you should be. Now is the time to create your financial present. Right now. And that's by creating an actual cash flow, real passive income and freed up cash flow that makes a difference day to day, week to week, month to month, right here, right now, not waiting 40 years to see if it worked out for you. And if it doesn't matter. The financial advisor retired by then while they're making money in commissions off of your money, that's not making money. That is what I want to avoid, guys. You need to change your financial present now. It's your time to act. Will you be the person? Will you be one of our 1,000 clients that are actually becoming financially independent in the next 8 years? By 2030, we want over 1,000 of you financially independent. That can happen best if you start now. If you wait, it won't happen. This will be like my dad, right? My dad's right now in the hospital. He's been struggling for his life for several months, really last few years. Thanks to the miracle, quote unquote, miracle of modern medicine, it's kept him alive, but he's not living. Guys, he was the guy, he was my inspiration why I became a financial advisor in the first place. Because he would always tell me, he'd say, Chris, I guarantee you, I'm just going to work until I die. He was a saver. He did everything that Dave Ramsey told you to do. He paid off his debt. He saved into his 401ks and everything. He thought he was going to be able to retire by around 2000 until Y2K hit. It took a hit on his retirement account. He postponed it. Then the recession hit. Right when he's starting to see a little recovery, the recession hit. He postponed it. Eventually, he finally retired in the 2010s, more out of physical necessity, right? Here's the problem. He was the guy that said, hey, it was kind of like an eat, drink, or be merry. He would say, you know what? I can try to eat rabbit food and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just going to eat whatever I want because I'm going to die anyways. I might as well die happy. You guys ever heard people say that? That's what he said. Might as well die happy. Guess what? He is not dying happy. Last couple of years, he's been home. He's been hospital bound or an assisted living type homebound. He's been stuck. I'll tell you, I think one of the biggest reasons he's still alive today, even though doctors say he shouldn't be alive after so many stents put in his heart and arteries and whatnot, the reason he's alive is because he's hoping still he might get that day where he can go fishing because that's his love. He wants to go fishing. But because he didn't focus on that present moment, because he just thought, hey, I'll eat whatever I want. I'll live whatever life I want. I'll smoke, you know, for 45 years like he did since the Vietnam War. You know, he did all that stuff. He made those choices. Those choices led him to a path he did not think would happen to him. He didn't think he would be alive. He thought he might go out quickly, like his father did, where he died of a heart attack too. But that didn't happen. My dad had heart attacks. They kept him alive. He broke both hips. They kept him alive. He has diabetes. They chopped appendages off. He's kept alive. I'm sharing this with you guys because there is no better moment to make changes than the present. Are you going to make changes now? Or are you going to keep hum-hawing about whether it's a good idea or not? Are you going to be like those people say, well, I got to think about it because I don't know, making $130,000 and growing every year versus paying $10,000 one time now. I don't know. Guys, I guarantee if they don't do that, this other couple will pass them up. They will far exceed anything that they create if they try to do it on their own. My challenge is you guys is you make a change. You don't have to work with us, right? I'm not even saying that. What I am saying is that you need to make changes in your life now, wherever you are, course correct, make changes in your financial present so you have a much better financial future. Cash flow, as my shirt says, cash flow equals freedom. That is what you should be focused on right now because all you have is today. You can't control tomorrow. You don't even have a crystal ball to know what's happening tomorrow. But now you have the time to make changes. Go and make it a prosperous day as well as a prosperous week so you can have a prosperous future. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.